I'm going to talk to some of Eve's friends this morning. See if anyone can pony up info on her. Pete peered at him skeptically. No one ever had anything negative to say about Eve. She was sunny, sassy, and popular. Had been since grade school. No one saw the nasty side, the countless times she'd reinforced Trick's belief that he fell way short as a husband. You think I'm a lunatic to go looking for dirt on someone so perfect? Nope. Wondering if you want company. Gratefulness clogged Trick's throat. Pete coveted his days off, but maybe he could get answers from some of E's besties, who'd no doubt react to Trick with pitchfork hostility. Thanks, Pete. I'll owe you. Pete's chair thudded on all four legs, and he sauntered out. Trick sipped coffee and scrolled to his parents' number on his cell phone. It wasn't just Trick's reputation that was being hauled through the mud. Pop's 36-year career, Jace's struggle to make special agent, and maybe something in Sean's life at the restoration firm were all going to take a beating as a result of the article. At least Gage and Kevin were overseas, neck deep, fighting in worthier battles. Pop also answered on the first ring.
I assume you've read the paper, Trick said.
I'm sorry I didn't have the guts to tell you about the rest of Eve's charges. A momentary silence.
It's time you told us the truth, Patrick.
I am, Pop. I swear to God. The charges are all lies. A long silence.
Jeb paid us a visit last night, long after we were in bed. Scared your mother half to death.
Trick's queasy gut tightened. What was his father-in-law doing at his parents' home? The four were more like holiday acquaintances, their granddaughters being the only thing they had in common. Worse, his father-in-law was a shoot-now-ask-questions-later kind of guy. If he was feeding into Eve's accusations, a huge element of danger had just entered the arena.
What would he want with you and Mom?
Trick asked in a cautious voice.
You. He thought you were staying with us. He's so hell-bent on finding you that it took a while to convince him we didn't know where you were.
If he ever comes by again, tell him I'm at Pete's. I'm not afraid of him, and I don't want you or Mom involved any further.
Why don't you stay with us for a while?
Pop said gravely.
Until some of this blows over. You'll have a full alibi each evening.
The idea was abhorrent, and not just because he'd be a 38-year-old running home to Mommy and Daddy. You'll have a full alibi. Like he needed one? Or like they wanted to keep an eye on him? Trick tightened the grip on his mug.
I'll think about it. At least come by for dinner tonight and explain yourself. You owe your mother that much.
Trick's face heated. This week was showing him all sorts of gutless facets he'd hidden within.
I will. I gotta run. Be safe, Trick. Don't do anything stupid.
Those were phrases Pop reserved for Jace, the hot-headed son. Trick's defensiveness prickled, but then again, everything he'd done recently had been the epitome of idiocy. Sure thing, Pop. After Trick hung up, he plopped into the chair Pete had vacated and dropped his head in his hands. It was one thing to be in a sudden and vicious war with the only woman he'd ever loved. It was another when her lies began eating away at the love and support of his family. And now, her family was positioning to declare war with his. Someone was going to get hurt.